Good day and a warm welcome to our broadcast. We're delighted to have you with us as we delve into a profound exploration of the concept of truth. In the next few minutes, we'll navigate through the diverse dimensions of truth that thread through the fabric of our lives. Now, let's be clear from the outset. Our journey today is not a plunge into the political abyss, despite any initial impressions. Truth, much like a spectrum, accommodates everyone, from those on the far left to the far right, each occupying a distinctive space along this continuum. Beyond the positioning on the truth spectrum, there's an additional layer to consider: the depth of exploration. How willing are we to venture beyond our own standpoint and immerse ourselves in the perspectives of others? This marks only the beginning of our expedition into the multifaceted concept of truth, with more revelations awaiting us in the future. In our technologically advanced era, where information is at our fingertips, the truth often finds itself entangled in a web of agendas, propaganda, and ulterior motives. Religious institutions and leaders entrusted with guiding their communities may find themselves at a crossroads. Are they genuinely serving the people, or are they promoting what they believe to be the truth? Is there a wholehearted commitment to following the teachings of the Bible, or is there a selective cafeteria approach? Consider the poignant interaction between Jesus and Pilate, where Pilate, faced with the concept of truth, asked, "What is truth?" In our contemporary society, this question echoes louder than ever. As we navigate through this landscape of increased access to information, are we, as individuals, seeking out the fullness of truth? Or are we content with a version that aligns with our preconceived notions, keeping us comfortably within our established norms? Let's reflect on some thought-provoking questions. Consider Peter and Andrew confronted with the invitation of a rabbi who appeared seemingly out of nowhere, saying, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." Did they feel at ease following this unexpected path? Do we genuinely believe that a God who loves us immensely, sending his only son, would allow deception to persist in our lives? This son proclaimed himself as the way, the truth, and the life. Truth, by its nature, is absolute. However, many today find contentment in relative truths rather than embracing the absolute truth. For those liberated by Jesus, it is his truth that grants us freedom. The Spirit of Truth serves as our guide, leading us into all truths. The crucial question arises: how much are we yielding to the Spirit's guidance? Are we willing to release our preconceptions and humble ourselves before the Lord, allowing him to be our constant teacher? As we acknowledge him in all our ways, he promises to direct our paths. Time constraints prevent us from delving further now, but there's more to explore. Until our next encounter, may you continue to ponder these profound questions. So, as we wrap up today's exploration, remember that the pursuit of truth is not just a philosophical endeavor. It's a journey that shapes our understanding of the world. Until our paths converge again, take care, and let's look forward to the continued exploration of the profound and intricate concept of truth. Thank you for joining us.